Today is Wednesday, November 6, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different, so let's go ahead and get started. I don't want to complain about my job so much, but I'm going to complain a little bit about my job. I wasn't even going to complain about my job. I really wasn't. But I thought everything was going to go okay, and maybe it will. I mean, I'm just, I don't want to complain. But I've been working on a product. So think of it like I was the lead developing a brand new piece of software. And I was in control, and it was my vision, and it was, you know, I was leading the technical side. But I was also leading the, you know, what features does it need to have? Like, you know, if it was Gmail or something that I was developing, I was deciding what the features should be for the user, how they should be able to read their email, you know, et cetera. So I was making the decisions about what the application should do based on my experience. And the application that we're building is directly related to testing, which is what I've been doing for, I don't know, my whole career. And now with this whole team change, I was like, oh, good, I'm going to be team lead. But someone else was assigned to be the technical lead. Well, the technical lead is talking to me today, and he's wanting to change features because he doesn't think they're necessary or something. And he thinks the architecture will work better if we get rid of some of the features or, I don't know, make them not as good. And we have current customers. And I wasn't fighting with him. I was being very reasonable, and, you know, I was stating why I thought, but it just feels like it's going to be an argument or a discussion. I hate confrontation, and it feels like the rest of this project is just going to be me explaining to other people why things need to be the way they are. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I could be wrong, but this has been my baby for, like, you know, 2 years. And it's just not fun, right? And I don't feel like I'm wrong. I mean, I you know, but I'm willing to admit that it's possible that I could be wrong. I don't think that I am. But, and it just, every week I think, I have these ups and downs where a couple of days I'll think everything's going great. And then there'll be a day where things just suck. And I'm beginning to be like, you know what? I just need to look for another job. I mean, I just need to, even if it's within Walmart, I just need to find another team that needs me and not deal with this bullshit. But I don't know. Anyway, that's my complaint. Sorry. Sorry for complaining. It is a personal journal podcast, but I don't want to complain to you guys. And like I said, maybe I'm completely wrong. Let's listen to a voicemail, though. Maybe.
Hi, Adam. It's Scotty, your Aussie butler. I'm just whispering because I'm in the toilets at work in case somebody comes in. Anyway, I had an interview for a promotion yesterday here at the Department of Salt. If I get it, converting the new salary to US dollars, I will be earning about 40% of your salary. That's kind of sad, but what can you do?
Scotty, you don't know what I make. But isn't that really ironic? I had not listened to that voicemail. So first of all, thank you for your call, Scotty. But isn't that ironic that his call was about work and I was just talking about my job that is just so stressful to me and I used to really enjoy it and then, I don't know. But anyway, so thank you for the call and I've never said how much I make. So there's absolutely no way that you could know what percentage of my salary. And aren't you like an attorney or something? I certainly don't make attorney salary, for sure. I mean, I do not make anywhere near that. I mean, I guess it depends on, like, if you're some public defender of a very small town and you make like $25,000 a year. I don't know what attorneys make. But all these shows where you see these like corporate attorneys and they make, you know, their buy-in to become a partner is a $500,000 or something, and you know they make hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. That's what I assume that you make, Scotty, because you're an attorney, right? Maybe I'm completely wrong and you're not an attorney at all. But I feel like you're an attorney. Somebody write in and tell me whether Scotty's an attorney. Somebody's got to know this. Anyway, thank you for your call. And I hope you get, I did it again. I hope you get the job if you want it. I mean, it sounds like, you know, if you're interviewing for a job, then I assume you want it. Even though you're only going to make 40% of what I make. Well, I'm super gassy. That was the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes. I waited in line and got the spicy chicken. So on Sunday, I got just the regular chicken sandwich. But I had orchestra rehearsal tonight, and I don't cook on orchestra rehearsal nights. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to go. And we're having like a flash flood here. So not only did I have to like wait in a long line at Popeyes. I mean, I guess I didn't have to wait, but I did. But also while I was ordering, I got soaked because I had to roll down my window to order. And all this, I mean, I know my life is super hard, right? It's horrible. There are homeless people out there, and I'm complaining about my wonderful job and the fact that I got rained on going to Popeyes. I should be shot, really. I don't know what to do, though. I mean, I really don't know what, because I've been unhappy for the past, I don't know how long, August, maybe since like the summer, June, July, August, I don't know. And I've had moments of happiness. And then moments of thinking, it's like an abusive relationship where, you know, they'll say, I'm sorry. And then you think everything's going well. And then they get drunk. And then that's what I feel like with my job. And maybe I'm the one that's being completely unreasonable here. It totally could be. But then again, I feel like I'm a valuable employee. And I feel like if I'm unhappy, regardless, even if I'm being unreasonable, I feel like maybe that's a sign that I should find something that is going to make me happier. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you for your call, Scotty. So I'm going to read. I have a couple of emails from Sam, and as usual, nothing has happened. So I'm just going to read those. So she says, the food was tasty. What does she say? The food was tasty at your Strange Things restaurant. At your strange restaurant. What? Maybe I need to open it. I think she says, I'm glad the food. Oh, Sam. In the subject, she put glad. And then in the body of the email, she put, the food was tasty at your strange restaurant with the old person live music. Sam, that's not the way you write an email. You don't start a sentence in the subject line. But thank you for your email. She also wrote one more email, and it's very small on this tablet. She says, I agree, no good time to shop at Walmart. I'm envious of your degree of enfranchisement, not in the political sense, but in the having many franchises, stores. I can't read this because it's so small. Since as we're quite rural, I guess she's quite rural. She says, though, I do note you drive 3 hours one way to get a decent haircut, which says something. Sounded just fine to me with the new sound stuff. Oh, thank you, Sam. I don't want to go into details about the hair, but there's a reason that I have to drive so far away. You can get a decent haircut where I live. It's just that I have a specialty haircut. And I don't know why. I've said it on this podcast before, but I just don't like saying it out loud. So just fill in the blanks, whatever you want to do. But anyway, there are plenty of good hairstylists, and I even have one here in town. but she can't meet my special needs anymore. And so I have to go to St. Louis. Although I may have found someone here, or I may have found a company here that is able to meet my special needs. So eventually I'm going to get a consultation with them and see if, you know, if that's something I want to do. But yeah, we have all kinds of I mean, it's not a big city, but it's a large area. It's, you know, like if you add four or five different towns together, my where I live is decent sized. But anyway, all right, I got to go. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.